good thing where I would call or have my agent call and try to plead my case to stay here or whatever situation. If they don't want me here, then I wouldn't want to be here, but it is what it is.
You've been a part of a team that's won 13 games. Mm. How close or how far do you think you guys are?
I think we showed a lot of flashes this year, but situation, we got to be more consistent. We got to, just speaking on an offensive standpoint, we got to execute more plays, and no matter what it's called, we just got to make it work.
You feel good about Dowell being the guy next year, if that's the case?
I feel good about it. You know, he's a young guy. First time getting some experience this year, so hopefully it will have helped him out.
Chris, how much change do you anticipate on the coaching staff?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know.
Do we need change here?
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to be here, so I don't know.
What's your reaction to the news coming out about Mike Reinfeld?
What happened with Mike Reinfeld?
Reports that he's been fired.
I don't know. This is my first time hearing about it, so I don't really don't have much to say on it because I don't know the reason and stuff like that. So, situation, once I know more about it, then I might have more to speak on it. But this situation is...
Sorry, go ahead.
In situations, it's kind of hard to speak on things when you don't know your own stability. Like, if Coach Munchak wouldn't know if he'd be here or not, he couldn't really speak on Mike Reinfeld. So, I don't know if I'm going to be here. I don't know what other players are going to be here. So, a situation is just a sit-and-waiting game.
CJ, you're under contract. Why are you so unsure, I guess?
You know, it's been said. I'm sure all those rumors and things like that is not coming from nobody just waking up in the morning and saying, I'm finna start this. It got to be coming from somewhere, so I don't know.
Has anyone in this organization given you any indication that you wouldn't be back next year?
No, not really. You know, the situation, I've heard it, so I'm pretty sure I know they heard it. So if it is something that somebody just made up or whatever like that, I know they heard it like I heard it, but there's nothing been said to me or anything like that. So it's something that I didn't let bother me throughout the whole year. I didn't worry about it throughout the whole year or whatever. I just continued to put my best foot forward every Sunday.
Not that you'll get this opportunity, but if you did have an opportunity to sit down with them to say, state your case, I guess, you know, why you think it would be smart for them to bring you back, what would you say?
I wouldn't even sit down with them to try to state my case because of the situation. You just look at it. Since I've been here, I haven't missed any games or whatever. I always give my all. So I feel like I shouldn't have to state my case, to be honest. So if that meeting was to ever come up, I don't think I would attend that meeting.
Would you like to be back here?
You know, there's nothing that I really want to speak on right now. You know, I love Tennessee. Without Tennessee, all the things that I have accomplished, it wouldn't be. You know, I love being here. I love playing here. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just like a marriage. Some marriages come to an end. It won't be no bad blood. But I know if I'm here, I'm going to continue to do the things I have been doing.
Some guys thirst for championships, though. They want to win it. I mean, you know, would that motivate you, you know, to maybe not want to be here?
I can't say that because I can't say Tennessee won't be a championship team, to be honest. We've had some good years and then we had some bad years, but who says that we won't turn it around? So I wouldn't try to look at the Eagles. A lot of guys went over there because they felt like all us here is no way we won't go to the Super Bowl, no way we win the championship. And you look at them, they haven't been winning since all them guys went over there. So in a situation, I wouldn't say, oh, I want to be over here because I think this team is an automatic lock in the Super Bowl because it might not happen.
CJ, you've been very professional throughout this, but it seems like just hearing you talk that something – on the surface, below the surface, something bothers you about this situation. Is that fair to say?
It's something that I really don't want to get into like that, but a situation, since I've been here, I've been loving being here and loving my teammates, my coaches. So the situation where however it lay out, is just I got to roll with it.
And the three additional 80-plus yard runs, where's that ranked in terms of how good you feel about going forward, too?
It ranks pretty good because I think 6 right now, and no other player in the NFL ever have done it. So to have my name above those guys right there, that's a pretty good accomplishment. And I feel like I've set a lot of records, and I feel like without Tennessee, that wouldn't have been possible. So, I take my hats off to them.
Thanks, Chris. Mm-hmm.